This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:17. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to a story about everyone's favorite topic, the federal constitution. So yesterday, Chief Justice Tengku Maimun Tuan Mat said that judges must be apolitical when interpreting the constitution, and they must have regard for the political and social context of when the constitution was drafted. So we're getting into that.
So I think we wanted to talk about it because this is not necessarily the first time that there have been discussions about the judiciary and the role that they play in our society. And she actually went on to say that she was talking about this because judicial decisions are subject to public confidence in the judiciary. Her speech was actually in conjunction with the 12th Tun Sufian Memorial Lecture, Reflections and Lessons of a Constitutional Judge, Decision-Making, Law and Politics, Legitimacy and Acceptance. So if we look at the actual meat of the statement, right? She said that to an extent, the role of a judge in constitutional adjudication might seem like a paradox because the philosophy behind the notion of judging is that a judge must remain apolitical and free from bias or interference, but at the same time, cannot afford to ignore the political and social context, right, that informs these sorts of things, which is why in terms of interpreting the constitution, I think thinking about not just how we apply it today, but the spirit in which it was drafted, I suppose, and the times in which it was is important.
Yes, and she did point out that this might seem like a paradox, right? But I think it all comes back to this question of both needing to remain apolitical, but also at the same time, as you said, to keep the spirit of the Constitution, the context of the Constitution in mind. And really where this, I think, matters or it relates to us is because this comes back to our perception in our judiciary, our public confidence in the judiciary. And that's, of course, in the context within which the Chief Justice was making this statement. So we wanted to essentially unpack what this means and how this relates to our judicial system overall. Do weigh in. What do you make of this remark? You can call 77-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by New Sinyu, constitutional lawyer, to help us understand this more. Sinyu, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this this statement that the Chief Justice made yesterday, could you help us break down what it means?
Yes. I think to fully understand what this means, we need to take a step back and ask ourselves, what exactly is the federal constitution? I know, you know, I've appeared a few times and I've often said that the federal constitution is the supreme law of the land and any law that is inconsistent with the federal constitution is invalid. But that's, you know, all lawyers talk. To a layperson, it may not mean much. So to assist me with this task, I would like to share a quote by Professor Shad Salim Farooqi, whom I have tremendous respect for, which I think beautifully captures what the federal constitution is. And he says that the constitution is not just a lawyer's document, but also the vehicle of a community's legal, political, and social life. More than any other law, the Constitution is the repository of the nation's dreams and demands, its values and vulnerabilities. It provides the foundation on which the superstructure of the state rests. It creates our basic institutions and vests them with the powers and responsibilities. It protects fundamental freedoms. It seeks to reconcile the irreconcilable conflict between the might of the state and the rights of the citizens. Now, when the Chief Justice says that judges must remain apolitical, I think she simply meant that judges must not allow their political leanings to influence their decisions. And then let's be honest here, we all have political leanings. It's just an inescapable aspect of life. When she says that, be mindful of the political and social context in which the federal constitution is drafted, I think it simply means that we need to remind ourselves of the circumstances upon which the constitution was drafted, which may not have been expressly spelled out in the constitution, and be faithful to the intention of the drafters of the federal constitution.
Is this a significant statement, I suppose, coming from the Chief Justice?
Well, anything that comes from the Chief Justice would be significant, but I think it is a good reminder to everyone, especially lawyers, that our interpretation of text, and that really is what we do, a bit like a priest, you know, we can't be literal, political, or be blind towards the political and social context in which it was drafted.
So to expand on that, right, as we've mentioned several times, the Constitution was drafted in what was a very different era. How does that affect the way it's interpreted today in terms of our current socio-political context?
I think the nagging problem of the Constitution and any text, I suppose, you know, it's all the same problem that we have with words. And it's a bit like what Humpty Dumpty, that phrase from Alice in Wonderland, I think it's Through the Looking Glass. He says something along the lines, when I use a word, you know, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less. And Alice went and replied and say that the question is whether you can make words mean so many different things. And of course, famously, Humpty Dumpty said, the question is, which is to be master, that's all. And the Constitution suffers from that very same fate. Many of the terms contained in the Constitution, they're very broad, very general, and it was intended to be so because a broad or large meaning could be ascribed to it. And so that if it is kept broad, it could be interpreted to keep pace with modern times. And this is a stark reminder that when the Constitution was drafted, it was not with a view of it being relevant for the next 5 or 10 years. It is to last for 100 or 200 years, like the American Constitution. It is a living document to cater for the needs of many generations. And the part on fundamental liberties, human rights, for example, it was drafted in very vague terms. Life, for example, under Article 5, it doesn't just mean staying alive. It doesn't just mean having an animal existence. It includes dignity, privacy, not to be tortured, the right to fair trial. And even though it just says lives and other aspects of life were not spelled out in the Constitution, but through judicial interpretation, the purpose behind Article 5 has been given effect to and continue to remain relevant in current times, even though it was drafted almost 70 years ago.
So I feel like we cannot talk in generalities about the judiciary without also acknowledging that there have been a number of recent cases which have called into question perhaps the independence of said judiciary. And since we're talking about perceptions, perception of judgment and so on, where does this statement fit into that?
Well, I don't think the statement when it was delivered during the Tun Sufyan Memorials lecture, I don't think the statement has anything to do with statements or addressing any statements questioning the independence of judiciary. But you know, we read the news and you would see politicians or various parties coming out, you know, questioning the independence of the judiciary. And then we have, you know, incidents in the past, 1988, and then you have the Wikilingam scandal. So, you know, it's not without context, if I can put it that way. But I must say that if judges do not remain apolitical, like what the Chief Justice has said, it will affect the independence of the judiciary. Because the judiciary is required to perform its primary function as the guardian of the federal constitution and uphold the law instead of validating political notions. And I think that is something that we can take away from what the learned Chief Justice has said.
So in a larger sense then, what are some of the gaps that need to be addressed when it comes to our judicial system?
I think the amendment to Article 121, that deals with the powers and functions of the judiciary. And I think the learned Chief Justice also mentioned that in her speech. The amendment to Article 121 must be reversed, where it says that the courts, you know, have jurisdiction as may be provided by federal law. That means parliament. So that would suggest that unless parliament passes a law which gives jurisdiction to the courts cannot interfere because they do not have jurisdiction to do so. So I think that needs to be restored to its original form, which says that the judicial power of the Federation shall be rested in a Supreme Court. And this is really to ensure that there can be no doubt as to the role of the courts as being independent of the executive and the legislature.
Sin Yu, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That was Niu Sin Yu, a constitutional lawyer, weighing in on a statement by the Chief Justice on judges needing to remain apolitical. If you'd like to weigh in, send over your thoughts. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.